Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
AUDACY.
Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Every time I hear this, all I envision is Fourier, like, running in place. I don't know why.
It's like a montage.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like a Rocky montage, and I'm running, and then I'm like, and I'm going to try and maybe I'll do some dips, maybe some curls. and then I get in the pool, I swim, you know, and then eventually I pop up, and there's some abs.
Oh, we need a good Fiction Things Up 80s montage.
Yeah. I feel like that doesn't happen enough in movies. It's the one thing I would bring back on a regular basis.
What do you want, 80s, abs? You want
80s? No,
you want to create the Phoebe Cates deal? Is that what you're going for? The whole, you know.
Have you seen Phoebe Cates lately?
Well, listen, it was the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone. I'm sure someone would look at you at 2004 with abs, Fourier, versus now. Fourier.
I don't think I had them. You know when I had them,
and you would be insulting to the rest of the fats out there by being like, I'm so fat.
No, you know, we were talking about like, you know, like when you know it's over, when are you going to stop playing? Like, you keep playing. It was a couple days ago. It was like, I feel like it was like our first, like, you know, Brady Watch segment that we attempted to do. And it was on Monday.
Poor
we
Terp.
Had Terp like put together this whole Brady Watch like intro. We used it once.
One time.
Because now we know where he's going and it's to retirement.
Man.
I never worked out harder, longer, and more than the off season I spent and the season I spent thinking that I was going to be signed again. I was in literally the best shape of my life.
So 38-year-old Fourier was peak?
Peak for, yeah. I was like, wow, like I don't look like a football player, but I'm still working out, you know, because I started eating better. I felt like I needed to be leaner because I was older and I couldn't carry the weight around, you know, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll be a specialist, but I was like 235, like lean 235, and then next thing I know, I was like, well, I don't think they're actually going to call me. Because I never did.
Was it because of age?
My last year was in Carolina. I had already used up 2 years of the Anthony Pleasant routine.
Oh, so you couldn't go do it. Even if you got in great shape, you couldn't walk around.
I had wore out all all the coaches. What is this? What is this picture? That I don't even know what that is. I don't know what this guy's doing.
Couldn't have you even, by the way, Coop is on fire today.
Yeah, he needs to get off
the photos.
There's a picture out there that I had like while I was doing that.
Yeah,
I was
on some video games or something.
I don't know what that was, but you know, I had the man beater on, so. I don't know. Am I allowed to say man beater? It's basically a take.
Look at that one.
That wasn't coming out. I was coming out of college.
Look at me.
I was beefy.
I'm Johnny Hotbody on the.
That looks like a boxer.
I'm sure the ladies of the Twitch chat, like Radio Chick 81 and Four Bush, they're all like, oh, look
but
at that.
But you're
this.
Supposed
look
to
at
be
those
like
hands.
That. All right. What type of heavyweight is the best type of heavyweight? The one that has a little meat on his bones, or the guy that is completely shredded?
The rich one.
Well,
who cares?
Of course the rich one. But when it comes to like taking beatings, taking hits, it's usually the guy that has a little bit of something on his belly that isn't completely shredded is usually the better guy.
Listen.
I don't see shredded heavyweight boxers
anymore.
Tyson
Fury does look like.
He's not.
No.
Fit.
He looks like he was floating in a river for 3 days.
Yes.
But if you look at Deontay Wilder. Wilder is jacked.
Good point.
Jacked.
But doesn't he usually lose to Fury?
He's got chicken legs.
He kind of does have chicken. He's got the Tom Brady calves is what he's got. See, that's the thing. There's no, like, the only thing that I would have to show off would be calves, as Fourier's noted.
There is, if there is a calf.
A calf off?
Calf off.
Like, I win.
If we just did something where, like, we just showed, like, from your knees down and no one could see your body, your face, and we did a whole contest. Who had the biggest calves? Like, and who had the sexiest calves? Like, you would win every award.
Well, I'd be the heavyweight champion of the calf world.
I don't even know how you got to wear bell-bottom pants, don't you? Because your calves how do you wear normal pants?
I really don't. or I got to go and listen, I only bring him in because he went through this as well and has noted it on the show before. But like when you're larger, I don't know, people would go portly because I'm not portly because I'm tall. However, and Billy Lanny knows this as well, you go to buy the pants and the legs are all just one
Yeah,
side.
Straight leg.
Yeah,
massive.
Slim right. Fit.
Like the leg is as wide as you, around your quads as it is your calves.
And I have big quads, but they didn't last the test of time the no way my calves had. Yeah, I can't do the
same. So you really can't wear dress pants. They have to be you're like a body. You have like a bodybuilder. Has to be custom fit pants.
I was telling the Twitch chat, because we went down the road of hands and feet and the whole OnlyFans deal or whatever. But somebody mentioned shoe size in there, and like I'm like a 15 triple wide, or in some shoes I'm a 16. Like I'm incredibly difficult to shop for. My wife gets so frustrated.
Oh no, I
She's
try
like,
to get
I
you.
I can't buy you anything.
I tried when we had the whole 25 hour crusade for a cure.
Oh, like, yeah,
I tried
right.
to get you a sweatshirt, and I was like, well, the guy, you know, so Dakota from Braintree, who owns Swing Juice, he's like, well, what about Gresh? And I was like, well.
Well, if
Gresh
I'd known you got
like,
it from there, I'd have been like,
well,
all right,
yeah,
fine.
I mean, Gresh is like a triple, I don't know, triple X long, triple X
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I'm a 2 to 3X tall, depending.
Tall, okay, yeah. Fine, okay.
Yeah, tall.
So I was like, listen, I'll just tell him we ran out of money.
It's totally fine.
It's like, I can't make one sweatshirt, like triple X long for one person. I was like, but he'll feel left out.
No, that's what it is.
But
you
then
know
you
what?
Didn't show up, so it
I
was
go.
Fine.
Hey, I go through this all the time. So when we were doing the Jimmy Fund,
yeah,
right, and they get us those polo shirts.
Yeah.
I begged Carolyn. I'm like, please get me at 3X tall.
Yes,
and then
of course it
comes back. Huh. Well, they don't really have talls, or. It'll cost an extra $10. Yeah. I always want to be like, here's the $10.
I'll do it
Help
myself.
Me out. Instead, I look like Pooh Bear. It's like I put my hands up and everything shows.
I know. It looks like you're wearing a wetsuit.
You know what it is, dude? Like, you are, like, when people look at you, you're a little more symmetrical. Like, just there's nothing sneaky about your size,
Fine.
Right?
Okay.
People underestimate that I am... as tall as I am all the time. Like, but I remember the day my mom, like, it was like 16 years old. I went to the Pitt Panther basketball camp. I used to be able to dunk. Then I put on like 30 pounds in the summer and got wider. And my mother goes, oh my God, you're like a refrigerator now. So you clean it out and stand. I can't get around you. Like, my mom used to get frustrated because, like, all of a sudden I was like 290 one day. And they're like, oh my God, what are we going to do with you? You eat us out of house and home, da da da. But people always are like, oh, you're not that big, or oh, you're not that tall. And then I put on a shirt and my nipples are popping out. Yeah. They're like, oh, I guess you are that big.
It was so HBO, like, they have that the Shaq documentary. He basically did a documentary on himself by
yeah.
himself. Like, so he just sits there and he talks about when he was a kid in Germany and how he took this ginormous growth spurt and he just all the issues that he had. Because obviously he's like, you know, 6'5" and he's a freshman he's like 11, something abnormally tall, and he just couldn't find any clothes. People were making fun of him. No one believed how old he was. And he was as awkward as he had no balance. He had no, you know, hand eye coordination whatsoever.
You're like a puppy with big paws.
Yeah, it was so gangly.
Seriously.
And then people were like, oh, this, and he sucked at basketball. Can you imagine? You're like, you're Shaquille O'Neal and like, you're, you know, you're 13, 14 years old and like, you can't help your team. But then he just started taking over, and then it was over from then.
So I just got a text from Rob Bradford, the yeah. best dressed man at EEI, and it's not even close.
Who, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Based on what?
Based on a joke.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah, because I would say he's about as sloppy as they get.
Well, he said to me. He said, what's your size? And I said, it'll probably shrink a little bit. Maybe get me like a 2 or 3X tall. I'll be okay.
A baseball isn't boring sweatshirt.
And he said, I left you a baseball isn't boring sweatshirt. I have to go see Coop afterwards. He's probably got it in his...
Hello? Hello?
You got to ask Bradfo. See, that you pro athletes, you just expect that people are going to drop it off for you.
No, we beg for it.
What
are you talking about? We don't expect anything. The only people
I'm sure
who get
Brad
stuff
could take care of.
Oh, no, no, we beg for it. We beg for it. That's like, hey, it's like, it's known. Like, listen, well, am I going to get it for free?
Yeah. You're on
Stays with you.
There's a guy in the Twitch chat. Wasn't Gresh like 400 pounds once? I don't know if I ever got that big, but.
You're getting skinny again.
It was up there. It was definitely.
You got that awakening going right now.
Well, you know, you got to lean out a little bit every once in a while. And I know Coop is just running amok on Twitch now.
Someone needs to go grab him.
He's got like Bradfo and the old Nesson said. He had the one of me floating in the pool, my golden retriever. My golden's awesome. He's such a good
boy. You think you're like Apollo from Rocky III.
Who, me?
Yeah, you're like throwing the tennis ball. Ooh, fool.
No, that's pretty funny, though, I got to say.
You're like, oh, he just, oh, what is it? Somebody wants to fight?
Yeah.
I'm going to call up Rock.
There you go. Just throw the
dogs
tennis
are jumping
balls,
in
baby.
The water.
Oh, man.
The my thing dog, with Coop right
my
now.
My dog loves to swim, too. As soon as that pool's open, he is in. Yeah. We can't save him. There you. It is. Yeah, he's got his little he's got a little floaty toy there. My wife had to buy that thing special for me to float on it. So that yellow thing is apparently
everything you have is industrial.
Well, you know what?
Did you ever sleep on a top bunk of a bunk bed?
No.
Ever in your life?
No.
Did you ever said,
no.
You know what? Little Greshy never gets to sleep on the top bunk because he's just a little bit larger than everybody else. Do you little boys mind?
I couldn't climb up there. There was that too. It's like, all right, how do I get up there? And if I flop and go through, forget about it. No. I don't mess with bunk beds, none of that stuff. No.
No
for
bunk
God's
beds.
Sake.
So say you get like a roommate at camp, and kids like, I guess I'm up top.
Nope, I never. My grandma had sent me to vacation Bible school, and I've told the story how I got out of that. Just threw a kid down the hill, and they
there
were
you
like,
go.
"You have the power of the devil in you. Get out of here."
You went to the wrong camp.
I did. I went to the wrong camp.
This is not devil camp.
But what's really funny is it was the whole, like, I was one of those kids where I wasn't, like I didn't look like I was a member of, like, the Fat Boys, member of the rap group.
Yes.
Or, like, in, what was it, Disorderlies? Was that movie, I think it was,
yes,
or something?
Yes, yes.
Like, I was...
Wow, so you do have some old school references.
Again, it's because of large people. I mean, I've heard them all. 30 years, I've been doing this crap for 25 years publicly. How many times? Like, seriously, with the way people react to being called the F word now, fat, where people go sit in the corner and suck their thumb and be like, oh my God, he was mean to me because I'm chubby. It's like, dude, welcome to Monday. Like, that's the way it is. You just so, yes, like Disorderlies. You know how many jokes I've heard from that? The guy in the Replacements, number 68, that's my number.
Oh.
My man Nelson wore me
what about,
out.
Okay, so there's
the guy
that guy.
Eggs, there's the Asian guy. Oh,
no,
my God.
the other guy is, the guy with the scene.
In The Replacements?
No, not The Replacements, but the other movie with the girl puts like the whipped cream on her.
Oh, Disorderly?
No, it was a
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. There's the country guy in that one who gets all the concussions. And he's just like, he just eats whatever he wants, and he gets so many concussions.
Yeah, that guy,
I'm going to keep playing through
you
my
know what?
Concussion.
I think what Billy was about to say is that guy who was Billy Bob.
He's skinny now.
He's like shredded now.
Yes, right. You're right. Put that picture up.
He's RIP.
Oh, he died?
He died, yeah.
He lost too much weight.
He lost a bunch of weight, and then I think he had a kidney issue. I don't think that was guaranteed. He had
to check the facts on that.
But no, he did knock off a lot of weight before he passed away.
Wow.
Well, back. Okay. Sorry to
thoughts and prayers.
Sorry to suck the fun out of the room there.
Yeah, you just did. Let's trend.
God rest on that one. Celtics, by the way, beat the Nets, and Bruins beat Toronto, and we'll talk to Sally Field coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
So we know the movie 84 Brady is about to drop. And, well, after yesterday's show, I had a chance to talk to the legend Sally Field, who joined us on the Harbor One hotline. And this 84 Brady movie, I heard Courtney talking about it earlier today. She was like apparently bubble snotting through the whole thing pretty much. And like I saw the photo she put on social media and was like weeping and crying over it. Apparently it is a
tearjerker.
It is. It's it's a very good story. Let's put it that way. And I started with Sally Field saying, how the hell do you end up in a football movie about Tom Brady?
Because who wouldn't want to end up in a football movie with Tom Brady, for goodness sakes? Especially because I am a huge sports fan. I have been wanting to work with my friend Jane Fonda for a long time, but have been unable to find the right script that, you know, sort of blew my skirts up, so to speak. But this one was about friendship, yes, but it's also about the love of this game and this particular player. And I'm a huge sports fan, and I think you underestimate how many older women are out there that are huge, huge sports fans, whether it's football or basketball or baseball or tennis or golf or all of them. And that would be me. So that's why this one completely fit in my mind. And that's why I'm glad and proud to be there. It was an absolute, total, and complete blast.
So what did you know about Tom Brady before meeting him? And then what did you find in meeting this legendary 7-time world championship football player who's known all around the world?
Well, I knew not everything that there was to know, but I knew quite a bit because I have watched him throughout the years. I raised 3 sons, and so the football games were always on. And even when they left, they grew up and went away, or when they would come back for Thanksgiving, for instance, that was the time when we'd always have it on. But even when they weren't there, I was still watching, and I would watch these games. Not all of them, because sometimes I was watching, you know, other teams. And now that L.A. has a few teams, sometimes I was watching those teams. So I was very aware of Tom and his extraordinary achievements and skill. And what was he when I met him? He was lovely. I was the one, because we had these four fabulous football players that were coming to work for 2 days on the set at the end of the shoot. And we had all of our motorhomes sort of parked in a kind of caravan circle type, circle the wagon train kind of thing. And so I stood out there and welcomed them as I heard their cars driving up, because I realized if I were entering their arena, if I was stepping on a football field, I'd be having a heart attack. And so I thought, well, you know what? They're stepping on to our arena, and I don't think they're having a heart attack, but I wanted them to know that we were so excited that they were coming. And I, for one, was speaking out for them all and just saying, welcome, and can I get you a cup of coffee? And this is where I am getting this, and this is yours, and over there is Jane. And for me, I loved having that moment. You know, I sort of opted all the rest of the girls and just went in there and claimed the territory.
The legendary Sally Field here with Gresh and Fourier on WEEI. The movie is 80 for Brady. You used quite an analogy when you mentioned about, you know, a football movie and it's Tom Brady and it's a script that blows your skirt up. I thought that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. What was it about this script that blew your skirt up?
Just that, in that it was these four older women, which is actually based on a true story, that fall in love with the game and this player, and it brings them together every weekend to not, you know, complain about their lives or their husbands or any of that. It's just to enjoy this game. And I think that's what sports is. Sports is a very, very important part of what human beings do. It brings people together. Lots of times it makes people too team-oriented, and then they get mad at each other when it should be this sort of rejoicing of what the human spirit is and what the human body can do. These extraordinary artists is what they are. So to me, I loved the fact that it was really centered around football. And yes, it's about friendship, and all of that is there too. And it's also kind of like a superheroes movie. It sort of leaves reality a few times, and it's just fun.
And that's really what it should be. You mentioned about working with Jane Fonda. What was that like? How was the experience everything you had hoped it would be and more?
Well, yeah, because she's been my really, really good and important friend since the early 80s. And been hugely influential in my life and just a good and supportive friend who's always, always there. And so to be able to spend every day with her day in and day out for, you know, 2 months or whatever it was precious, precious time for me. And I feel that so with that Lily, Rita, I didn't know, but now do. And to have this time with them of laughing and being tired and working things out and dancing and, you know, it's precious. As we all get older here, I know we all feel how precious it is.
Have you been to a Super Bowl that wasn't one that was created on a movie set?
No, I have not, but I sure as heck have watched them. But I have not. And sometimes I've watched them and thought, you know what? I'm just fine just watching it right from here where I'm sitting on my couch and I've got my kids and my dog or my, you know, whatever. I'm alone. Because lots of times it just looks like mass chaos. And I think, well, that's probably fun for all of them, but I'm just fine where I am.
And you got to watch the commercials as well, because they stimulate creativity in a lot of different ways.
You're so right. You know, they make this huge, big experience out of that whole day. And it's so much fun. It's so, I don't care if you've never watched a single football game in your whole life. I invite you to now start watching, because this particular Super Bowl is going to be a really good one. You know, let's face it. Those teams are, those two quarterbacks are, you know, pretty darn good.
It is a historic matchup between those two. Sally Field, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And the rundown for 80 for Brady and talking some football. Thank you. And have fun promoting the hell out of this. And hopefully you loved Gronk as much as we do here in New England.
We all loved Gronk. We literally were going to follow him home, but we didn't.
There's a lot of people who would follow Gronk home, including some of those in the Twitch chat as well. So there you go. All right. Who would you have picked to play Christian Fourier in this movie if you were cast?
Well, I mean, I would demand to play myself. This is what I would do. I would say, hey, listen, no one can be me better than me. Come on. What are we doing here? I'm a hard person to recreate. Like, think how many different nationalities you have to add to find this particular shade of brown, right? I mean, this isn't just one for the other. This is like 16 different nationalities all meshed up into one. You're going to have to somehow spray paint this shade of brown, this righteous beige color that I am sporting right now.
Mm.
And she's interesting. I like her. I'm a big fan of her, just like in general.
Right. I'm flashing for the Twitchers. They want hand comparisons.
Oh, they want hands?
So we can keep talking. We can just, you know, take care of them by putting our hands up and stuff like that. That's all. Apparently there's some hand judging that is going on.
That's from like two segments ago.
No, that's okay. Well, the Twitchers are a little behind. They were listening to Sally Field and they loved Gronk.
I feel like I got to go watch this movie now. I really do feel like I have to go watch it. Aren't you a little bit curious? Like, it's going to have, I wasn't before because I was invited to go watch it. And I just said, no, I didn't feel like doing it. And then, you know, Curtis watched it. Of course, he loves it. You know, Courtney's watching it, but, you know, she's Miss Pleasant, you know, so she was, you know, crying at the end of it. And I feel like, you know, something bad obviously happens at the end. I've not seen it, haven't talked to anybody, but you're not watching that movie unless one of the 80-year-olds, like, somehow, you know.
What are you predicting, that this thing is going to end with death?
Yeah, I am. Someone dies. I haven't seen it. I'm not giving away.
It's Tom Brady's career.
It's Tom Brady's relationship.
Yeah, Tom Brady's relationship. That's what it is. Tommy, you made a movie about these old bags instead of me. F you, I'm leaving.
It's another reason for me not to love you anymore.
Another reason for you to go. I don't need you. I have Jiu-Jitsu Joe.
Jiu-Jitsu Joe, let's go.
And he's like, yes. Where are we going?
Here.
Yes.
Where would you like
where
to
are
practice?
We going?
Do and I by need, practice, I mean have sex.
Do I need my gi? No, I'll be wearing my gi. Oh, my goodness. Well, we also have to get to a little bit of something here.
All right,
because,
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday, it is going to be frigid cold in New England.
Yeah.
All across our listening area. And, of course, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app as well. It is supposed to be like feel like temperatures of like anywhere between, depending on where you are, 15 to like 50 below.
Yeah.
Like
well, here in Boston, sunny but cold, temperatures peaking in the 90s.
I know that Curtis was all over it this morning as well. And apparently it is going to be wicked cold on Saturday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there might only be one person in the audience and one sitting to my left that are worried about Christian's twig and giggleberries this weekend.
No, nobody cares.
And, well, you're going to be riding a bicycle outside, are you not?
Well, I mean, I think I am. I mean, because I'm doing this, what they're calling the, what the hell are they even calling this damn thing? It's the Pan Mass Challenge at Fenway.
Uh-huh.
It's called the winter cycle Pan Mass. The Pan Mass Challenge winter cycle. So instead, obviously, Pan Mass Challenge, obviously during the summer or the beginning of the summer, you know, and this one is inside at Fenway Park.
Okay.
And if you look at the website, when you pull it up, it literally looks like you're just, you know, riding a bike, you know, outside overlooking the field.
Okay.
So you're doing the whole, I don't know, the whole, like, you know, those spin classes where they got the funky music and they got the DJ and they're like, wooga, 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 you know, the
I'll tell you what,
stuff.
If there's one thing I'm an expert in, it's spin class.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I used to do it. My wife talked me into this. She's like, ah, you know what? She's
no,
part of this.
No,
yeah, well, no, it's
the
yep,
culprit is yep, out.
I'm blaming it all on her.
All right.
And so she's like a board member of like the Friends of Dana-Farber, you know. So she's like, oh, they have this whole thing.
She does good things.
She does, and she's like, oh, I'll do it. You know, I'll join in. It'll be a group thing. And sure as hell, I'm like, wait a second, are they even going to do this thing? Because you look at the website, and everything looks like it's outside. Everything, the bikes are outside, the girls are outside, they're doing it outside. I'm like, it's going to be one of the coldest days in the last 5 years. Are we really going to do this?
Well, significant shrinkage.
I was just
going
to say, sitting on that tiny bicycle seat won't be a problem in that cold.
I just don't know if this. Yeah, so when I saw this, I was like, what would you even wear? So you got to go out there in a full-fledged coat, scarf, hat, extra socks, double-ply underwear,
yeah.
You know, dry suit, gloves. Like maybe the face thing you see, goggles that the skiers wear when it's real windy outside.
It's gonna look like an NBA player, full leggings
man.
On.
Yeah, so yeah, that's top. That's what my weekend. Yeah, Pan Mass Challenge Winter Cycle 2023.
So how far are you riding?
No
Do
idea.
You even know?
Zero clue.
So you have been signed up for this. So you've been signed up for this, and you really don't know the particulars other than
absolutely zero.
You might be riding a small seated bicycle yep. outside in freezing temperatures.
Well, see, that's the first thing, right? If they had one of those old school, like, you know, old people bikes with the three wheels and the basket and, like, the really big fat chair, well, this is what I'll be riding to.
I was going to say, like, what are you going to – this is what this you're going to be
right,
riding
you
to?
You got to, like, ride – You gotta keep beat. Like, it's like you gotta ride to the music. You gotta hit every, and then they go one hand, two hand. They do all this whole like erotic like maneuvers on
erotic?
The bike.
Erotic?
Yes.
Is there air humping?
It is a lot of air humping.
Pump
yes. I know any guy, any person who's taken one of these classes, they know what I'm talking about. A lot of that. It's a lot of like, you know, go up, go down, go up, go down, go up, go down.
See?
Can you feel the burn?
Well. Ladies, I mean,
look at, oh, God.
Oh, I turned, yeah.
See,
this is, that covered
it's,
up.
It's cult-like.
Yeah, but that's Peloton, isn't it?
No. They're all the same. They all do the same thing. You're not just riding the bike. They kind of direct you and tell you what to do.
Hey, listen, that
and
girl
can you imagine this?
That Peloton girl got a job on College Game Day. Maybe this is where you need
Did
to go
she
back
really?
To.
Really?
It's awful. And she stinks. Oh, man. I'm perky and ride bikes, so here I'm going to talk to this college football coach. Get the hell out of here.
You can do it, college football player whose name I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
give you the same type of encouragement that I did for all my riders on Peloton.
Man.
Come on, dig.
You know, hey, lady, the game doesn't start until tomorrow.
Oh, my bad. I still want to motivate you with cool stories about my life.
All right, so let's go around the room, right. Meaning the crew, because we're leaving you out of this. Billy, is it a better chance that Fourier ends up half frozen or in traction after this event on Saturday?
Absolutely frozen, completely miserable on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe, like, traction would be my first guess.
Chicken Nick, what do you got?
I was going to go frozen and sick on Monday.
Ooh, that'd be bad for me.
I will be walking in with a limp. Absolutely.
Because of the...
He needs surgery on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going full-blown traction. His back is yep. going to lock up.
It's the
he's
stupidest thing
I've
ever done.
He's going to be walking...
How quick does he tap out?
Oh, you know what?
I can't tap out. That's the problem. I got to stay on the bike. I can't be the one guy that jumps off the bike.
The fact sheet says it's 5 45-minute rides.
What? What?
The PMC Winter Cycle.
No, it isn't. No, what?
The PMC Winter Cycle is comprised of 5 45-minute rides led by popular local spin instructors.
I thought it was like one. What?
This is a terrible idea. This is. Like, I'm all about raising money.
How
you know
did you
that.
Get wrangled into
I have
this?
No idea.
I don't know if my answer is traction.
I mean, obviously, I don't get it. It's like, but it feels like one of those things. Like once you start, you don't want to stop. Like, imagine having to go 45 minutes and they tell you to stop and it's freezing outside and they expect you to get back on the bike for another 45-minute run.
That's when he'll tighten up like
so
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you do it for 45 minutes, they toss you a juice box, then you jump back on and do it for another 45 minutes.
And listen, this is all for a great cause. This has nothing to do with the event or anything like that. This is more about how miserable Christian's going to be on Monday or how the text string on Saturday night will show him in, like, a photo taken by his wife where he's face down with ice on his back and all
that.
He was
texting us because Chris will be in the hospital.
It starts at 9:30 in the morning.
On a Saturday morning?
A Saturday freaking morning.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What is this? How do I get out of this?
So somebody said that on the text to 37937, we have a 30-hour running event in Westwood that starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
It's called...
I'm driving down from Maine and hope to hit 120 miles on the trail. Good Lord.
It's not... Oh, wait. I got another guy who said he signed up. Oh, he said he just signed up for a spin class.
Okay, oh, dude.
Like, I'll do the spin class.
Twitch chat all over you. You should wear your pads on second thought. It's a terrible idea.
Stupid. I mean, it's the raising of the money is a great idea, but me doing this is stupid. I'm stupid. Look, I said it out loud. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot. What I am like, I don't know. What am I really going to get out of this? What's my real goal, Gresh? You want to know what my real end game is?
What's that? Just to make your wife happy?
Well, listen, it's like a, hey, you know what? I got you flowers. You know what? Hey, let's take you out to dinner. Like, I'll take you to a play. You know what comes after that? Chicka Bow Wow time. That's what you usually get in the end.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be walking in with your frozen, wah-wah.
Everything's going to tuck up into itself.
Oh, there's no question. It's going to take you 2 days to find it again. It's going to be so cold.
Women know about shrinkage.
No, they don't.
I got to rethink some things.
I'm not gonna assume that they're going to be like really. Fans. There's going to have to be like sideline heating fans on each side of wherever you guys are.
Look, it looks like it's all outside. It's like all you have is a roof over your head. All you have is a roof.
You've been on the sidelines, obviously, with the heating, gigantic heating fans.
No, I melted my cleats one time. I was so frozen out there. Wow, this is really concerning.
I figured that we would talk about this. It'd be a little bit of fun. I am now thoroughly looking forward to this on Saturday morning and getting an update. This will be fantastic.
Hey, listen, it's for a good cause.
Oh, now, you know what? Look at Coop breaking balls just on Twitch. Oh, he's got Gold Bond medicated powder pulled up as well. Oh, that ain't going to help you, brother.
Yeah,
you know what you need? You know them hand warmer gimmick deals that you could, like, the hand warmer things you could put in your gloves? You need a couple of those in your nether region. As the great Gorilla Monsoon would say, Billy, in the solar plexus area. You need to heat your ding ding after you ride the thing.
I'm legit nervous about this now.
Like, oh, this is fantastic.
Really not something
I'm
good
so
at.
Glad we covered this. The greatest Brady moment in Patriots history is what? We'll take 5 minutes to talk about that next.
I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm an idiot.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
And now with no timeouts, I think that the Patriots, with this field position, you have to just run the clock out. You have to play for overtime now. I don't think you want to force anything here. You don't want to do anything stupid because you have no timeouts and you're backed up.
Brady's in the shotgun, and he's going to throw it. Nothing stupid. He gets it up to J.R. Redmond. Pass complete. Gets out to the 21.
Now I would, you know, I don't agree with what the Patriots are doing right here.
That's right, John Madden said, "Yeah, he shouldn't go for it." Brady was like, "Yeah, F it." And what are we? A couple minutes later, bingo, bango, field goal goes through. Maybe the biggest upset in Super Bowl history. Lauren Worcester, don't give up that spot in line because she's got a little clarification on the PMC that might help Christian, but not be good for the rest of us who want to see him either freeze or lock up or something like that. Greatest Brady moment in Patriots history, Foyer, is, in your opinion?
Can we say when Drew Bledsoe got hit by Mo Lewis?
There's got nothing to do with Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, in a way, it has everything to do with him.
The moment he came in? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, so this is really difficult because I actually, we kind of put this out on Twitter the other day, and I've had so many different answers. So it's the best play. Man, there is a play, that comeback. See, here's the thing. It's going to have to be a Super Bowl.
It's from Atlanta.
It's going to have to be. No, okay, you start with that. It's going to have to be from a Super Bowl because I would sit there and go, man, when he played against, I think it was like 2017, played against Houston, that comeback against Houston, I don't know who he hit. It was an unbelievable play. So many great. You know, another play that I think is unbelievable back in 2007, okay, that undefeated season, they were playing against the Baltimore Ravens. Rex Ryan was running down the sideline, and he called timeout, and they unfortunately, they got an extra chance to score, and he ends up throwing a touchdown pass. That was such an unbelievable high-level throw and high-level catch. Remarkable under the circumstances. But, yeah, it's got to be in a Super Bowl, and you're saying it's got to be – hell, what about the come-from-behind, that last drive against in the Super Bowl in the Houston that we were even talking about?
No, there's definitely that because that was such a wild game. That was the Carolina game in Houston where, right? Because that was,
yeah.
I always get them confused because that was Carolina and the first half, it was like 3-3 and then it ends up like 32-29 and it was insane. And both he and Jake Delhomme had amazing second halves and turning that thing into a bunch of fun. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I think that can and could stand out, but I got to tell you, like, some of those two-point plays in the Atlanta game, and I know that, you know, it's simple route concepts or whatever. For me, it isn't one play. It's that whole second half and overtime against Atlanta. And really, you could pick up from 3 minutes to go third or 3 minutes left in the third quarter and on. It was a masterclass on playing the position. I mean, and it really, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if you really want to look at greatness, watch this 30 minutes of football, you know, in real time, and watch those offensive drives in the third and fourth quarter, and just the command with which the guy operated, you never would have known that they were down. And it was just bing, 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 two-point plays. You've talked about it. You got to go in there, you know, Johnny Big Swing Johnson, you know what I mean? And that was Brady. Like, when he walked in the huddle, it was just, oh, we're down 28-3. All right, let's go. And did it as if it was 28-3 going the other way.
Yeah, there's
Edelman broken up, and the pass is no sign yet. Edelman comes down with a football, and they're saying it's a catch.
Bad throw on his part. Terrible throw. Threw it into coverage. Multiple defenders there. He got lucky as hell. That was a terrible throw.
And you need it when you're down.
Well, you need some luck. You need to be lucky, and you need the other team to basically
to
pee down
you.
Their leg and be unluckily do stupid things. But that play alone, that was a terrible decision. Go back and look at it from the beginning. Like, who are you throwing the ball to? It should have been picked. But unbelievably, it was caught.
He was owed one.
No, that's fine. I'm not saying, but I'm talking about, like, now, that's more of a memorable play for Edelman than it is Brady in my book.
I totally agree.
So I don't even look at that one. I look at the ones where I'm like, man, like, you were about to get hit. It was, I would say the last, okay, the 2018 game against Kansas City in Kansas City, all the third down throws that he completed, that to me is one of the most amazing, you know, series in his career. Third down, and not that third and two, third and 10, third and 10, third down, got to get it, got to get it, or we can't give him the ball back. That was on the road in that environment, knowing that Patrick Mahomes and all his ability was just waiting to get the ball back, and then you ran it in for a touchdown. If you go back to that series, the overtime series, all the third down completions that he was able to do was mind-blowing. Because you're the defense, you're like, it's third and 10. Again, get him off the field. And then, sure as hell, you know, back in those days, that was when they changed the rule. A touchdown ends the game.
Yep.
So they first time that
should,
happened.
By the way.
But. You know, so to me, if I was just to narrow it down, like a series for me, that would be it.
Text 37937, Twitch chat. Coop's been putting the polls up there where you can vote on stuff like this. All right, quickly, I think Lori in Worcester might have a little bit of a breakdown on the winter ride for the PMC that Fourier is going to be a part of on Freezing Saturday. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, guys. First of all, it isn't outside. It is indoors.
All right.
Indoors, Lori, or like indoors with like a window open?
Indoors, looking through the windows, there may be a door or a doorway or a window open, but it's inside.
Okay.
So if you're wearing a sweatshirt, you're going to be taking off that sweatshirt in the first 15 minutes.
Perfect.
And you'll be fine. Problem solved. Very comfortable.
Problem solved. So how many times do I have to do 500 rides? Do I have to do 45-minute rides?
Whatever you're signed up for, whether it's one session, two, three, four, five, you know, when you're done, you're done. I personally signed up for two.
Oh.
So I'm doing 8 and 9.
Wow. Damn.
So
all right.
You may only be one. Most people, a lot of people only do the one session.
I think he's going to do one. Well, Lori, thank you. We appreciate the clarification on that. And all right. So it's only a 45-minute ride for you. Hopefully you'll end up being okay.
Perfect. Okay, I can do that. I can fake my way through that workout.
Mike Greese reported that the Patriots are motivated to sign Jakobi Meyers. Let's examine the word motivated next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.